listening, 213. You heard it played a moment ago. I will sing of my Redeemer. Sing the last verse in a moment. Last time I was here, I said, oh, I have to bring my book with me and read this to you next time I come. So I'm just remembering and keeping my word. I hope you find this the kind of treat that I do. These are John Bunyan's gripping words from Pilgrim's Progress. Now I saw in my dream that the highway which Christian was to go was fenced on either side with a wall, and that wall was called salvation. Up this way, therefore, did burdened Christian run, but not without great difficulty because of the load on his back. He ran thus till he came at a place somewhat ascending, and upon that place stood a cross, and a little below in the bottom a sepulchre. So I saw in my dream that just as Christian came up with the cross, his burden loosed from off his shoulders and fell from off his back and began to tumble, and so continued to do till it came to the mouth of the sepulchre, where it fell in, and I saw it no more. Then was Christian glad and lightsome, and said with a merry heart, "He hath given me rest by his sorrow, and life by his death." Then he stood still a while to look and wonder, for it was very surprising to him that the sight of the cross should thus ease him of his burden. He looked, therefore, and looked again, even till the springs that were in his head sent the waters down his cheeks. Now as he stood looking and weeping, behold, three shining ones came to him and saluted him with, "Peace be to thee." So the first said to him, "Thy sins be forgiven thee." The second stripped him of his rags and clothed him with change of raiment. The third also set a mark on his forehead and gave him a roll with a seal upon it, which he bid him look on as he ran, and that he should give it in at the celestial gate. So they went their way. Then Christian gave three leaps for joy and went on singing, "Thus far did I come laden with my sin, nor could aught ease the grief that I was in till I came hither. What a place is this! Must here be the beginning of my bliss? Must here the burden fall from off my back? Must here the strings that bound it to me crack? Blessed cross, blessed sepulchre, blessed rather be the man that there was put to shame for me." Amen. Let's sing the last verse.
I will sing of my Redeemer and his heavenly love to me. He from death to life hath brought me, Son of God with him to me. Sing, oh sing of my Redeemer.
Jesus, I pray. As I read about Christian, he was glad and he was lightsome, and he said, "With a merry heart he hath given me rest by his sorrow and life by his death." Then he stood still a while to look and wonder. It reminded me of something I heard last night. I am amazed that God should ever love me. He stood still a while to look and wonder. Something so wonderful about this salvation. It was very surprising to him that the sight of the cross should thus ease him of his burden. So full of shame, covered o'er with sin, or was that the other way around? So full of sin and covered o'er with shame, I think. But anyway, sin and shame, we could all testify to that, characterizing our existence. When we came to the Lord and we saw His holiness, then we realized how sinful we are, and we looked to Him, and we said, "Oh, the wonder of it all! Just to think that God loves me," and we rejoice to think that God loves us in Christ, and that He gave us His salvation. I will praise my dear Redeemer, His triumphant power I'll tell, how the victory He giveth over sin and death and hell. He the ransom freely gave in His boundless love and mercy. Praise the Lord.
Oh, the wonder of it all, the wonder of it all, just to think that sunset at evening, the wonder as sunrise I see, but the wonder of wonders that thrills my soul is the wonder that God loves me. Springtime and harvest, the sky, the stars, the sun, but the wonder of wonders that thrills my soul is the wonder that's only begun.
So, dear Lord, we just want to say thank you together to you for this great love, the love of God, sending Jesus to be our Savior. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, and the love of Christ in just coming to us, coming down to be our Savior and laying down His life. Oh, we thank You. We pray that You will fill our hearts. Lord, it says that the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. And Lord, we open our hearts to that moving today. And we pray that all of us shall be more convinced and more appreciative and more overwhelmed by the love of God in Christ. Do something for us. Warm our hearts today, Lord, and draw us nearer to You and fill us with Your love. And if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. And as He laid down His life for us, so ought we to lay down our lives for the brethren. Lord, we know that Your love is meant to fill us in such a way that there is this effect, this result, that love flows to us and then through us and then from us. And so, Lord, we just look to You that You will help us to yield ourselves to You and to participate in this wonderful love and know something of this mighty, mighty flow, this mighty working in our own hearts and lives, in our midst here in this camp today. We do pray one for another. Bless the whole camp, Lord. Bless the children's camp, the boys in the village this morning, as they gather in Your presence and look into Your word. Touch their hearts. Bless the cottagers today. Do Your work in them. And then all of us here, our staff and our guests, Lord, we just pray for everyone. We pray one for another, Lord. You see every heart. You know every need. And so we lift one another up to You and pray, Lord, bless my brother. Bless my sister. Bless all of us here on the grounds today and have Your way in our lives, Lord. Oh, Lord, we just thank You. And then come to all those who are on our hearts, too. Perhaps they're not here, Lord, but we don't want to be too provincial this morning. We just want to have our hearts go out to all, Lord. You know our families. You know the ones that are on the hearts of our brothers and sisters. Sometimes they carry burdens, Lord, and some of their burdens are things that they wouldn't share with others. Lord, we just want to lift one another up to You today and bring everything to the throne of grace. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer, knowing that nothing escapes Your notice. Nothing, Lord, takes You by surprise. Nothing is too hard for You. Lord, help us to have this confidence toward You as we pray one for another. We just thank You that You are able for every single need, all that concerns us. We thank You, Lord. Hallelujah. We want to pray that You'll bless in our home churches over this weekend, that You will glorify Your name. We thank You, Lord, for each gathering of Your people, and we pray that You'll bless where they come together to worship You. I pray for Your servants who bring us Your word, Lord. Bless all the ministers of our home churches, Lord. We would love to just bring them to You and support them in this way by calling upon You together, that You will bless them at this time, lift and encourage them, give them light in their souls, and give them Your thoughts and Your words, Your faith, and Your anointing as they share Your word this weekend, oh God, and bless all of their ministry. Let Your blessings flow, oh God, and in a wonderful and mighty way, the abundance of Your grace, let it be manifested. Your life and Your light and Your love, for Your name's sake, we pray. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. The trumpets were playing before, and they played Holiness Unto the Lord. We haven't sung that too often this season yet, so We have to remember to do that. That's our camp theme song. But they also played Holy, Holy, Holy. And that's a favorite song of mine. I have a lot of favorites. But it's also a morning song. It says early in the morning, so you might say, well, that passed already. But it's still earlier than it will be later on today. So let's sing that. I'd like to sing that with you. 51. Let's stand and sing this song of praise to God. Hallelujah. Again, I love that verse.
Holy, 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 holy,
works shall praise thy name. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, hallelujah.